So, you know, when you have big plans for a day, you just kind of have like a picture in your mind already about how things are going to play out, and then it doesn't go that way. And it's so annoying. And you just really wanted everything to play out the way that it did in your head. It happens to me all of the time. I super duper love to be on schedule. I love to visualize like the most ideal day for myself. And I want it to go that way. When it doesn't, oh my God, I get so upset. It's so annoying. But in our recovery journeys, we have to learn to go with the flow. We have to learn to navigate what they call life on life's terms. Because no matter how much planning and goal setting and visualizing you do for your future, whether that's what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen this week, month, year, next 10 years, lifetime, there will be some kind of peace that doesn't play out the way that you thought it would go. So how do we be okay with things going outside of our expectations or not with the plan? Well, the first part is really, I think, acceptance. To quickly and radically accept that, okay, it's not gonna work out the way that I thought. Because, see, often, like, I would have a plan of how the day was gonna go, and then I would try to adjust something. How can I, you know, use my control, use my personal power to try really, really hard to make it go more like my plan? It's obviously going a different way, yet I'm still trying to like bend and weave and hurry or, you know, do something to exert power to make it go more like the way I thought it was gonna go, instead of just like surrendering to the fact, to the truth, right, of that it's going this other way and there's literally nothing I can do about it. So surrendering, accepting, acknowledging, just letting what is really happening on your pathway happen on your pathway. When we do this, when we go, all right, you know, it is what it is. It's not going to go the way that I thought it was in my head. And now it is going this other way. Once you make the other way okay, it doesn't feel so bad. See, it's not that anything in life is truly terrible, right? Well, if we look at it neutrally, look at it with open-minded eyes, and let it be okay, it feels better. It's when we are resisting what is the truth about our situations that it hurts so bad, that it is frustrating, that we get upset. And when we get really, really upset and frustrated is when we start trying to do a bunch of things to make it look more like the picture that we have in our head, and it's not working. And then we get frustrated that it's not working. And here's the part where we have to catch ourselves, because we're taught a lot of the time that when things are not going your way or it's not working out for you, that we need to try harder. Oh, that's okay, honey, that you're not good at that sport. You just need to practice more. It's okay that you're not good at math. You just need to study more. You need to apply yourself. You need to work harder. You need to ask for help. You need to do all these things to try to make it better, right? Try to make it better. Exert power and things to try to make it different than it is. When really, what we should be getting taught and teaching our children is that maybe you're resistant to this thing for a reason. Maybe you need to just give up the control. Maybe that discomfort's coming from a real place of like that this thing, you know, isn't a piece of your puzzle. So take the math, for example, right? Like I used that example because I'm fucking terrible at math. I'm terrible at math. I cheated my way through math. And I have a friend, right? Well, a client and a friend. She's my friend, and then she was my client, and then she's my friend again, and still, and all of the things. So she's, like, so many things to me. Sister in recovery, like, tons of stuff to me. And so she's telling me about her kid the other day and how he's failing in some classes. And, you know, we have to stop, like, telling our children, like, this toxic message of, like, hey, just do more, try harder, be something different, because you have to know all of these crazy amounts of things to be okay and, like, be accepted in the world. Because, like, you know how much I felt like a dumbass for, like, not being great at math? And those things that, like, I was forced to try to learn that made me feel dumb for not knowing. I don't use those things in any aspect of my life today. Not any aspect of my life. I literally might use, like, some basic addition, subtraction, like, when it comes to money and, like, trying to make sure, like, I have enough money to pay the bills or whatever. How much money needs to go in the savings account and the business account or whatever. You know, basic math that I use. But, like, other than that, like, all these things that were, like, so horrible experiences to me, gut-wrenchingly terrible, made me feel like an idiot, I don't use them. And so, but I was taught this message that, like, I had to learn all of these different subjects so thoroughly because, you know, I was gonna need it for my life. And I didn't. It wasn't true. I don't use it today. And really, you know, if I would have been using my time and my energy as a person that was growing in the world on these other things that were more meaningful to me, like art and music and helping people and, you know, the things that I felt like were my gifts from God in the world, then, you know, that time would have maybe been used more effectively, more productively for the things that I ultimately ended up doing with my life today. So yeah, like it's good to teach people. I went off on like some crazy tangent, I know. Just stay with me. It's good to teach people to be well-rounded people and have, like, versatile skills. But if something is obviously just, like, you're really resistant to it for whatever reason, then maybe it's, like, a sign that's going to help you navigate your pathway a little bit better. Hey, this thing isn't for you, okay? What feels easier? So the ease is a good sign when navigating a pathway. And so it's kind of like that when we map out a scenario in our head too. You've built a picture of what things are going to look like, but ultimately and you know, I'm somebody who believes in God in the sense of that God is like all of these amazing different ideas and concepts, and not in a religious way, but you know, I think that ultimately, you know, we do have a purpose and a mission and a divine plan that's already written out for us or whatever. And more so that, like, you've already decided on. Like, you know before incarnating into the world, because I also believe in reincarnation, that, like, you're going to do and be, like, certain things. So whatever you've chosen, there's going to be pieces that align with that choice. There's going to be pieces that align with that purpose. So you can plan as much as you want. You can visualize as much as you want. You can set as many goals as you want. But ultimately, like, if it's something that you chose in your head for a certain reason, like, how many times have you been, you know, in a relationship with somebody and thought, oh, I am in love, like, this person I'm going to marry, and then turns out it's not the person you're going to marry or whatever, you know, when we're young and we don't know any better. How many times have you, you know, had a dream of who you want to be, of a job that you might like to have, and you do that job and then it's terrible for you for whatever reason. Like, there's just different things that we maybe can't know on a logical level, you know, on a mental level for ourselves. And so that's why it's so good to surrender to what is. Surrender. Accept. When it's really hard, when there's a lot of resistance, it might just be because you're supposed to move to a different way. Now, I don't want that to
have like the incorrect message or like be perceived as like me saying, hey, it's okay to just like stay where you're at if you don't like where you're at. Because of course, like if you don't like the way that you, the way that life is, you can 100% create a different life for yourself. You get to be the creator. You get to map out what you want to do and do it, right? But there's also this element of the dreams and the desires of your heart will be in alignment. The real desires of your heart will be in alignment with God's path for you. So what does that mean? That just means that, like, it might, if you think you want to do something in your head, or you think that you want it to be a certain way, and it's not going that way, and it's so super hard, then maybe that's something that you want logically in your head, and it's not something that is really your heart's desire, because it shouldn't be super hard. Like, life shouldn't feel super hard. It's supposed to feel easier. It's supposed to feel better. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to experience joy. And if you're not, you might want to reevaluate something. And what's funny is that, like, I guess I wasn't thinking about this so deeply when I first began this podcast today. Like, really what I was thinking was just like, oh, like, when, you know, you decided that your day was going to go a certain way, and then, like, you're running late, and you have to kind of bend and weave and dodge, you know, navigate some things in order to make it work. And that's the message, too, to surrender to the little things, surrender to the big things, because surrendering in, like, my day today, surrendering to the fact that, like, I was late to work, it wasn't going to go how I thought it was going to go. I was supposed to be on a timeline, had certain deadlines, I was going to do things a certain way, and it didn't work. Shifted into a more of a flowy state, and it actually worked out so beautifully. So, all in alignment with my path, all in alignment with the highest good, just wasn't, you know, on a smaller scale the way that I pictured it going. And this also happens on a grander scale in life. So, like, things can align with your purpose and with your heart's truest desire, like, me going back into mental health recently to work, wasn't something that I planned to do. Turns out it was like an answered prayer, because I had been praying, like, God help, I would just want to, like, I guess, like, okay, so let me tell you this story. So, after starting my own coaching business and navigating that for a while, I've been coaching people, and now I had to be, like, the person that worried about money. Excuse me, I was taking a drink. So, like, I know I'm the person that's worrying about money, so I'm having to set prices for the services, for the sessions, like, put together packages, price the packages, tell the people how much the packages cost, get their money, make the invoices, resend the invoices when I hadn't received the full payments. Like, I had to do all that stuff. Keep up with where the money was going, pay myself out of the money. Like, I had to do all this money stuff, and that was like a whole new different world for me. And so it was, like, really useful. Like, I learned a lot about how, like, to run my business, and how, like, to run businesses, like, how, like, helping fields run, and why money is so important, because I never really, like, saw, I guess, like, the money part as super important before in service work like this, but now I see it as so important. And so I learned, like, a lot of valuable lessons there. But I don't like to do that part. Like, I would much rather just help the people and the money, like, show up in my bank, and I don't ever have to think about it. So, I guess, like, what I'm trying to say here is, like, I was praying a prayer, and I was like, God, I'm so grateful, you know, to have people that want to pay me money. So grateful to have all these people showing up on my schedule, to have a full schedule of people that want to pay me money. Like, it made me feel great, made me feel good. I was happy to have those people you know, obviously the money was supporting me and supporting my life. And so I was happy. But I was like, God, if there was just a way that, like, I could help the people and not have to worry about the money, then that would just be everything. That would make me so happy. I just want to help the people and not have to worry about where the money's coming from, and not have to worry about following up about money, and not have to talk to the people about money, because it made me feel funny. It was awkward. I didn't want to do it. So I kept praying that prayer, and then, like, all of these things lined up and weird occurrences and signs and synchronicities and stuff, and then boom, like, anyhow, now I'm back working in an organization where I get, like, a salary, and I don't have to worry about the money, and I don't have to think about the money, and I can just help the people and don't have to worry about the money. So, and what's funny is, you know, prior it was like all I wanted to do was work for myself. Like, that was the prayer that was praying constantly. It was like, I just want to work for myself. I don't want to have to follow any rules. I don't want to do any notes. I just want to coach people on my own so I can do things how I want to do it. And that's all I want in the world. And please, God, just make that happen. So God makes that happen. And then once I get there, then I'm like, God, I don't want to worry about the money. And then so God sends me back to the organization. And so it's funny that it was like an answered prayer. And I didn't know that at first, right? So when it opened up and I could see the signs and I could hear the messages that God was telling me to do this, and I didn't want to, and I was like, her? Like, no, wouldn't have logically chose this, okay? Ever. Like, you could, if you told me a year ago that this is what I'd be doing right now, I would have said, no, I'll never do that again. I'm going to work for myself. I'll never do it again. But here I am, and I'm happier than I've been in a really long time, because I just get to do the part that I love. So, and it wasn't until I got here that I realized what happened. When I was helping people all day, not having to worry about the money, knowing that I was still financially supported, and I was like, hey, okay, I see now. My prayer was answered. So it's weird, because sometimes you just have to surrender to stuff before you even understand how it's working out to be your heart's desire. Because see, what I was imagining, and I've told this story to a couple of people, so it's so funny that I'm telling you guys now. I didn't plan on telling this story or, like, this being a podcast, but what's funny is, like, when I'm telling people about it, I'm like, you know, when I was praying that prayer, what was going on in my head was like, okay, God, like, help me sell more books. Help me sell more products. Like, if I can just sell enough products to support myself financially, then I won't have to worry about the money from the people, and I can just help the people, and I can help them for free, or I can help them for cheap, and, like, that's just what it will be, and I won't have to worry about it. So, you know, that was the way that I would have envisioned it working out, but it didn't work out like that. And now, ultimately, here I am in the organization, super fucking happy. I get a pay raise since the last time I was working in an organization. I feel fully supported by it. And then the money's still coming in from my business with the products. So now I kind of get the best of both worlds. It was like an even better vision than I was even seeing for myself. So, like, when I surrendered to the fact that I was being shown signs of that I needed to do something different, even though it wasn't what I thought in my head was how it should go, it turned out even better. Turned out even better. Because, see, I just was gonna, like, the vision I had for myself was, oh, I'll sell enough products to just get by, right? Just get by and pay the bills. And then I can help the people for whatever price I want to. But in God's vision was, here, you'll get, be fully supported with this. You help all the people you want. They don't have to pay a dime because they're being supported through the insurances. And then also, you can have all the extra money as overflow, and your cup will overflow with, right? So those are some Christian terminologies because that's how I grew up. But, and I still like it. But, so see how that happens? Like, see how, like, God can have a picture for you that's even better than the one that you had for yourself? Like, you would have settled for something smaller, something not as good, something not as thorough. Like, you would have settled for just enough, but God had envisioned for you an overflowing. And if I wouldn't have surrendered because I decided once upon a time that my pathway was going to look like this. Okay, so now I've started working for myself and I'll never go back to work for somebody else, and this is what it's going to look like now. I decided that right in my head, but that wasn't what my heart's truest desire was. Because now that I'm here, I can see all the things that I was truly wanting and praying for are what I have now. And I was praying for a couple of those things to happen and to happen in different ways. But God was like, hey, if you go this way, you can have those things, these other things, and even more things, even the things that you didn't ask for. So whether you are having one of those days where you're late, it's not working out like you thought it was going to go, you might have to take a different route to work because there's traffic, or maybe you have to take a different route in life and on your path because God has something different in store for you. Either way, the big things and the little things, it's all about surrendering, letting it be easy, stop trying to exert your will and your own power sometimes. Notice nothing wrong with having personal power, accepting responsibility, knowing that you're a powerful being and that you are a creator and a manifester and that all that stuff. But in those moments where you realize, oh, this isn't a job for me, this is where, when your power stops working, when you notice that your power and your attempts at control are making it worse, not better, they're making you feel worse and not better, it's not empowering anymore to try to fix the things and try to do the things, it's actually making you feel disempowered, because that's what happens, right? When you try really hard and it doesn't work, you feel disempowered. So if you're trying really hard to change the way things are going in the day, in the life, and it's not working, it means stop. Stop putting your energy there. God doesn't want you to put your energy into places where it dies. Okay, if your energy is going somewhere and just not doing anything, then do something different with your energy. It's this whole, what I have power over versus what do I not have power over? We have to figure that out. And sometimes it's not always the same things. Like, one day you might have power over something, and then the next day it's now not your job to have power over that exact same thing. And that's where we have to get intuitive. We have to get in tune with ourselves and with God and figure out how to listen. And that's, I think, the most important thing about all of this that I've learned. If it doesn't feel good anymore, if it disempowers me to try really hard, then it's not my job. If it makes me feel good, I can see things progressing, and it makes me feel more energetic, happier, more powerful to exert the energy, then it is my job. But whatever the situation is for you, whether big or small, go ahead and just accept that it is the way that it is today. And if it's hard, take a break. If it's disempowering, take a break. And go ahead and just surrender and let it be and see if there's a different way to do it. And on on that note,
I just want to say I love you guys.
Anybody who has made it here to the end, you're a motherfucking champion. Thank you for listening to me rant until the very, very end. I think very few of you are capable of doing that, for real. But thank you for being here. I love you guys so, so much. If you love me too, and you love this podcast, and it's helpful for you, you want to see more stuff, then you can check out www.iamrockkel.com. That's www.iamrockkel.com. I've worked hard on my pretty website, so go check it out. And from there, you can go get the book, or you can just go straight to Amazon if you haven't read it yet. It's called How to Wear a Crown, A Practical Guide to Knowing Your Worth. Who am I? I'm a peer support and a life coach and a psychology major, and I love people, and I'm a person in recovery, a person who is on a spiritual journey and wants to use all of the things that are helpful to give back to you guys. So I do that in a lot of ways. And so I said earlier that I have products, and those products support me. Those products support me being able to do things like this, which is deliver free, helpful content to people all over the world. I think there's like 9 countries that this podcast gets delivered to. Wasn't that fucking cool? It's so fucking cool. There's nothing cooler than seeing like a play, like somebody played it in Germany or like Switzerland. I'm like, what's going on? There's people in Switzerland that are listening to me talk. That's crazy. But so my product, so if you buy my book, that helps me to be able to have time to do things like this that are helpful for people all over the world and free. Another way that you can support me and my podcast is by going to that website, www.iamrockkel.com, and listening to, or not listening, that's what you're doing right now. What you're going to do is check out my I Am Rockkel Academy. Scroll down till you see I Am Rockkel Academy. Click learn more. And it'll take you over to my school, and I create coaching courses where you can do self-coaching, because I'm like such a huge fan of self-help. I've done so much self-help in my journey, and those are those things that are so helpful at like 3 a.m. when you don't feel great, and you can have a life coach at your disposal. So there's courses there for you to check out. One of them being manifesting your purposeful life. Another one being the How to Wear a Crown Self-Worth Survival Kit. And there's also a freebie. Yeah, another freebie. This is free. This podcast is free. And then there's also a free mini Self-Worth Survival Kit. So it's a free downloadable PDF. You just sign up for it and you download it straight to your computer. And so it's got like the best affirmations for mirror meditations. It's got my favorite self-worth quotes. It's got exercises, all kinds of stuff. So you can grab the free mini on I Am Rockkel Academy. And why not? It's free. Go get it. I hope you love it. Also, if you are still listening and you want to give feedback. So I love your guys' feedback, especially with this podcast is so new to me, and all I know about podcasting is from listening to podcasts. So I want to hear from you guys though. And if you have feedback, good or bad, let me know. You can write to me at support@iamrockkel.com and tell me what you think. Because even if you feel like it's something negative or bad, it's all constructive. You won't hurt my feelings, and I'm just going to use it to try to be a better version of me and make a better podcast for you and for everybody all over the world. So let's help people get better by making something great. And did I tell you guys I love you? Because I love you. I love you so much. And this has been fun today, and I hope that you get something valuable out of it. So I'm going to go now. I got stuff to do. All right. I'll see y'all next one. I'll see y'all on the next one. Bye, love you.